USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 25 million people in the southeast are bracing for a stormy Mother's Day weekend. Damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes are all in the forecast today from Alabama to Virginia. The severe weather will then move to the Central Plains and the Midwest. This comes after tornadoes left a trail of damage in Texas and Oklahoma on Wednesday. More than 7,000 power outages remain in both states, with 13,000 in Louisiana. A radical abortion group calling itself Ruth Sent Us announced this week that it's mobilizing activists to enter Catholic churches during Mass this upcoming Sunday in response to reports that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe versus Wade. President Biden meeting with manufacturing leaders in Hamilton, Ohio today. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
NFL coach's lawsuit could soon go into forced arbitration.
NFL coach Brian Flores' lawsuit regarding racist hiring practices against the National Football League and six of its teams could be forced into arbitration. Judge Valerie Caproni felt the side should settle, but they declined to do so. Now she's going to have to determine whether or not to send the case to arbitration.
Guys who have been fired, you know, that signed a release, so they literally can't come on a discrimination lawsuit. You sign this release so you can get your money, and in doing that, you can't file a discrimination lawsuit.
Brian, on the podcast I Am Athlete, is currently an assistant coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if it goes to arbitration, the arbitrator in one of the biggest racial discrimination cases in league history would be Commissioner Roger Goodell. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Best Buy is branching out. The electronics retailer will start selling beauty gadgets, patio furniture, and electric bikes along with phones, computers, and TVs. After benefiting from an early pandemic surge in sales for home offices and kitchen appliances, the company is pushing to continue that growth as it expands into the fitness and furniture categories. Houston furniture store owner Mattress Mack is making another huge sports bet. Jim McIngvale plans to wager between $2.5 and $3 million on this weekend's Kentucky Derby favorite. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.